Is more oil from OPEC the answer to high prices?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, OPEC nations meet tomorrow in Vienna, and they're expected to announce they'll pump more oil to bring down prices. Will that get our economy out of a soft patch? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now as we await a speech today from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. The Dow up 44 points at 12,134. The NASDAQ up 0.2%, and the S&P 500 up 0.3%. Meanwhile, if you have a second mortgage on your house, get your snorkel ready. A report this morning from the real estate data firm CoreLogic says 38% of homeowners who took out a second mortgage are underwater. In other words, the value of the two mortgages is more than the value of the house. That 38% is more than double the underwater rate for homeowners who have only one mortgage. Now let's get to oil. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, meets tomorrow in Vienna, and they're expected to announce an increase in production. Meanwhile, there are reports this morning that the biggest OPEC producer, Saudi Arabia, will boost its own oil output no matter what the full cartel decides to do. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, Julie, is an increase in production by OPEC really the answer to our oil price problems?
Well, everybody's looking ahead to the second half of the year, not to supply and demand right now, because right now we still have plenty of supplies and demand is still fairly weak. As far as OPEC increasing their production, it would basically put enough into the supply system to keep it from going over $100 a barrel. They're very afraid that keeping it over $100 a barrel will just kill total global demand for it.
And Julie, a lot of people have mentioned speculators as one of the reasons why oil has stayed so high. Is that your view?
Absolutely true. You know, it's an alternative currency, kind of like black gold. The debt limit is likely to pass, so the dollar is going to go down and oil and gold will go up. So you're looking at an alternative currency here. And a lot of the trading is in paper barrels, commodity funds, exchange-traded funds and derivatives. That's far in excess of what the physical supply is.
And do you think that the economy can get going again if oil prices remain as they are now or go even higher?
Well, oil is really a tax. It can slow growth, but it doesn't kill it. The killers in the United States are jobs and housing, and those are the biggest thing hits to consumer spending. So oil just adds fuel to the problem. It really isn't the killer for the economy.
What's gas price look like where you are, Julie?
Right now, we're down to a very modest $3.59.
That does sound like a deal. Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Well, now to a new study out this morning from Consumer Reports. It finds that hospital infections are a big problem where you'd least expect them. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
We're so brand-obsessed in this country. We assume that prestigious teaching hospitals have lower infection rates than community hospitals. Wrong. Dr. John Santa heads the Consumer Reports Health Ratings Center. He says doctors in the big hospitals are under so much pressure, they may skip the sterile gowns and hand-washing that can prevent infections.
Other priorities are competing with this one. And our point is, this one should be more important.
What to do? Ask doctors and nurses to wash their hands before they examine you. That can be hard. I get tongue-tied around doctors, even though I talk for a living. Santa says be polite but firm.
We have to figure out how to get on a more equal plane with our physicians and hospitals and be comfortable speaking up.
Here's more incentive. Up to a quarter of patients who get infections in their bloodstreams die. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Manta, connecting millions of small business owners with new customers every day. On the web at manta.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
Well, after a string of recent cyber attacks on the likes of Sony and Google, there's some corporate fallout this morning. A data storage company called EMC is offering to replace millions of electronic keys known as secure IDs after a breach at defense contractor Lockheed Martin last month. Turns out those secure IDs may not have been so secure after all. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now with more on this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Amy, I don't use one of these secure IDs, but I've seen them. What are they exactly?
Well, they're mostly used by millions of government and corporate workers to log onto their computers or software. And it can be a smart card or a key fob like you might use to unlock your car. And they have a little screen that flashes a series of numbers that you enter as a way of proving you are who you say you are.
So they're supposed to be really secure. What went wrong here?
Well, all we know is that in March, data was stolen from the division of EMC that makes the keys, RSA Security, and that was used to hack into the network at Lockheed Martin last month. RSA called it a very sophisticated attack. I spoke earlier with Roger Kay of Endpoint Technologies Associates, a market research firm, and he says what's different about this breach than some of the others we've been seeing lately is that it's a security company.
What we do know about this, which is really bad news, is that people who are in the security business have been unable to keep their system from a breach, which says if they're not safe, then who is?
And what's also scary is that the hackers appear to be targeting defense contractors. Lockheed says it stopped the attack, but, it may not be the only company caught up in this.
Marketplace's Amy Scott. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
And finally, to the UK, where a guy named Mark Wilkinson took his new boat called Titanic 2 out the other day for its maiden voyage. And wouldn't you know it, the boat sank. Now, Wilkinson made it out okay, though he says he's a little annoyed with all the people asking him if he hit an iceberg. One eyewitness to the sinking says Titanic 2 was so small, an ice cube could have sunk it. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Chinese students are about to take the annual test that determines what college they'll attend, what career they'll choose, and how much they'll get paid. But does this kind of testing prepare them for a 21st century economy?
The education system and its inability to train analytical students is the biggest crisis facing China today.
I'm Tess Viglin, China's educational drudgery, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.